You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And this is Harold Gunn, by the way.
Harold?
Yes.
Harold Gunn?
Yes.
Oh, Harold. Wow. It's Harold. Okay. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we wrap up the month of March and look forward to April. That means that spring turkey season is upon us. Last Saturday, the South Zone season opened, and next Saturday, the North Zone. That sounds really good. I'll put my calls.
Yeah, Bob's got talent.
Yeah absolutely. Our guest today is Mark Carlton from Native by Carlton, family that has been building phenomenal game calls for decades. Their dad, Wayne, you know.
The master.
Truly the master with his natural voice as well as calls that he's made, and son Mark has taken it to a whole new level. And we're going to be talking about the products and how there are production calls, but then there is the cream of the crop. And that's cream, you know, we will be talking about today. Plus, we've got some news from around the country as well as the state. So, big show headed your way. Y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Is that going to be for the whole program?
It can be. Actually, I'm just looking at the different box calls and friction calls that brought with me from Native by Carlton. And
oh, you got a bunch of them there.
Yeah, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about different woods and sounds and for strikers and you know in boxes. Pretty neat stuff. There's a lot more to it than just there's a box call and a bubble wrap, you know.
And we're in good shape.
On a peg, exactly. Right. Yeah. You got any news for us?
Sure.
You do?
You don't have any?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But I thought you might want to lead, you know.
I could.
Times you'll jump ahead.
I just wasn't
and
ready.
Jump on top.
But oh, okay.
Folks, hang on a second. Harold's trying to prepare himself.
Here we go.
Okay.
Our friends at the ATF, new data. On FFL burglaries, robberies, and number of stolen guns confirms the firearm industry's Operation Secure Store makes communities safer. Keeping firearms out of the hands of criminals takes a monumental effort. Partnerships between neighborhood gun store retailers, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the Department of Justice are critical and a multifaceted endeavor. Firearms Industry Operation Secure Store is a pillar partnership to provide brick-and-mortar firearm retailers with educational resources, services to better secure their inventory, and reduce robberies and burglaries. New data released by the ATF confirms once again that OSS makes communities safer. The number of FFL burglaries and robberies and the number of stolen firearms are all lower than they were last year. Great news, and the data continues a downward trend since 2017.
No. Okay. Yeah. Anything else, or you may take it from here?
Well, we could go back and forth. I do have something else. But
oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Here in the Lone Star State, chronic wasting disease has been discovered in deer breeding facilities in Zavala, Washington, and Gonzales counties. There's a note that there's an additional case detecting a high fence release site in Hunt County. This is where I don't understand why we move so slow.
Okay.
This is where there are other tests that are available.
Uh-huh.
There's actually two tests. One is on taking tissue from a animal that's been put down or is dead or has been harvested. Okay. Then there are those that are live tests, but supposedly the accuracy rating, from what I've heard, is about 93%.
That's better than nothing.
That's what I think, you know, to go in and put all these animals down, and the fact that when you go in and based on history, the prions, the CWD prions, you know, you can go in clean, scrape the ground, remove it, etc., but I believe in all the cases, it's come back.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do to separate animals that have been infected,
right,
that are high-fenced, but with a single panel?
The nuzzling, right?
The nuzzling.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not happening. And that's just, it's just really, really a shame. And it's not just in Texas. It's across the country.
Didn't you say a while back we were talking about this, there's some states now that require double fencing?
Actually, when Scott Walker, was the Republican governor for Wisconsin, they initiated legislation where they had to come in and put a secondary fence so that there was a barrier between the two.
Right.
When the Democrats got back in control, they removed that restriction.
Oh, as well. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What you got?
From our friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Okay. They welcome introduction of a new bill in D.C., H.R. 1614, the Range Access Act, in the U.S. House of Representatives. Legislation reintroduced by Representative Blake Moore, Republican of Utah, would increase and improve outdoor recreation opportunities across the nation while improving infrastructure and driving economic growth in rural communities. They commend Congressman Moore for introducing this vitally important legislation to increase access for the public to practice marksmanship at safe recreational shooting ranges. Legislation will require the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management to have at least one qualifying recreational shooting range in each national forest and BLM district. Crucial to ensuring safe public recreational shooting, the bill would also benefit conservation by reducing litter at non-dedicated ranges on federal public lands, while also generating additional Pittman-Robertson revenue. The immediate benefit of this is providing public access to safe recreational shooting ranges, especially in rural areas. Background checks for firearm sales saw a record of 21 million sales in 20, another 18.5 million in 21, 16.4 million in 22. And these gun owners, many of whom are first timers, are in need of safe and modern ranges to practice, marksmanship skills. Recreational shooting is tied to approximately 85% of the Pittman-Robertson excise taxes currently being paid. So that's a big boon for that.
All right. For those that are participating in the OH Ivy Watch.
Oh, boy.
More? As of the end of the week, because we had that little cool front that came in. As of the end of the week, we were looking at 14 Legacy Class fish for the 2023 Toyota Sharelunker collection season that runs through the end of March. That'd be March 31st.
Okay.
All right. Think there's going to be more after that date, but that's what are collected and taken to the Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens. And we've got our warm-up that's taking place, and there should be more. Mentioned turkey season. We're going to be talking more about turkey
yes,
hunting.
Are.
And Texas Parks and Wildlife reminds hunters that all counties with a one-bag limit. Check your outdoor annual. Get the outdoor annual app. That includes Bastrop, Caldwell, Colorado, Fayette, Jackson, Lavaca, Lee, Matagorda, Milam, and Wharton counties. Those seasons run for the month of April, the 1st through the 30th. And the Eastern Wild Turkey, the season runs April 22nd through March 14th. In Bowie, Cass, Fannin, Grayson, Jasper, Lamar, Marion, Nacogdoches, Newton, Polk, Red River, and Sabine counties. You need to have your turkey, you need to let them know what you've harvested and where it was harvested. Proof of sex is required, but it's going to help better manage birds in those counties for Rio Grande as well as eastern birds.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Best Bets. Are you doing an on or off-road today?
Indeed I am.
You are?
Yes.
Anticipation.
Yes,
we'll be right back. Right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Brands like Photonis Defense, Envision, Pixels on Target, Zeiss, Valdata, Core Survival, iRay USA, InfraRay, Pulsar, to name just a few. And folks mentioned that the weather is starting to warm.
Yep.
And it's going to continue to warm. Nighttime hunting is the time
indeed
to get out there and get after coyotes, pigs, you know.
You're cool in more ways than one.
Really, absolutely. And the folks at Third Coast Thermal can certainly help, you know, match optics to caliber, as well as help you, you know, on budgetary, you know, perusals and
stuff.
Restrictions that
there
you have.
Right.
We only have so much money.
That's know. Right.
Yeah, right. Except for Bob. So go to thirdcoastthermal.com and then give them a call at 832-827-8574.
Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday plunges to poor. Monday's another fair day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a trio of best days. Friday's another good one, while next Saturday slips to fair to begin April. Next Sunday's the fourth best rated day of the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours, either side of sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a big-time shift occurs for this major feeding period of a day, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continue to forage until late morning. Thursday and Friday, look for game to be most active from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, March the 28th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday through Friday, is a string of days with a single tide schedule of just one high and just one low each day. Next Saturday, a three tide day with two low tides and one high. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day.
On the coast, we've been telling you for weeks, it's springtime and you play the winds and you play the tides. And we've started to see the bull tides show up all the way down through the mid-coast to the lower Laguna Madre, and tides coming back, flooding those back lake and marsh areas in behind the barrier islands. With the flooding tides from the Gulf, we're seeing shrimp being brought back in. Lake Calcasieu coming through the Cameron Jetties, Sabine, Galveston, birds starting to work, and that is an easy way to try to find fish. Really, fishing's been pretty good. We talk about the drop in temperature due to the chill down that we had last week, but now that it's starting to warm up, fishing's going to improve and only get better as we move through the next few weeks. Speckled trout spawning.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great fishing going on. What's warm. Going on in our lakes?
Well, Big Lake Fork. The cold front dropped the water temperature down 10 degrees, slowing the bass bite, but look for the bite to improve now by this weekend as the temperature warms up. Frogs and baits worked on top of the grass and in pockets of grass should be great. Crappie are beginning to move toward the bank, so try small bead heads. Fish slowly in 3 to 4 feet of water. Lake of the Pines. Catfish are good in 10 to 20 feet of water on baited holes. Sandbass are excellent north of the 259 bridge on white roadrunners. Livingston. Catfish are good on the main lake, drifting with cut bait on flats near the river channel. Big Sam Rayburn. Male crappie can be caught waiting in the cypress trees, with the females slowly coming in. Male bass are shallow on beds. Most females are on staging points waiting for the water to warm. Trick worms will catch shallow fish, and spinnerbaits and crankbaits will get the fish into deeper water. Tyler, bass are good to 9 pounds on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, worms in 3 to 4 feet of water. Crappie are good out to 2 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Fayette. The cooler weather dropped the water temperature from the upper 60s to the lower 50s, slowing the bite for all those species, but the bass spawn continues with a bite excellent on shallow points and rocks near the dam in 10 to 14 feet of water with various shad-colored crankbaits, rattle traps, crawfish plastics. The topwater bite is good early in the morning in the shallow water with frog poppers. Palestine, bass are good out to 1 foot of water. Throw in a shimmy shaker, big-eyed white jigs. Crappie are good in 1 to 4 feet of water in Kickapoo Creek using minnows and jigs. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrid striper action is good, with a few reports of fish being caught in 20 to 30 feet of water on the main lake points and drop-offs with a slab and jig combination. Watch for the gulls and bait fish to locate hybrid striper surface action using sassy shad. Whitney! Almost missed that one. Striped bass limits are good on live bait and Alabama rigs fished from the state park north to Bear Creek.
Heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir largemouth bass have been good in 5 to 15 feet of water on plastic lizards, creature bait, cinkos, flukes, beavers, Texas rig, Ned rigs, and Carolina rigs. Down toward Three Rivers, Choke Canyon Reservoir has seen bass shallow from the bank out to 8 feet and being caught on white chartreuse spinnerbaits, cinkos, lizards, and flukes. Bass are in every stage of the spawn in that popular lake. Lake Corpus Christi, catfish are great in 1 to 3 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good in 1 to 3 feet of water on jigs and cinkos. And crappie are good in 1 foot of water. For our friends down the valley, Falcon Reservoir, bass are excellent in 5 to 15 feet of water on flats near deeper water. Big bass are being caught dragging football jigs and crankbaits. Gar are suspended at the surface, biting tilapia, cut carp, and shad. Lake Allen Henry, bass are good on Carolina rigs, crankbaits, and live baits. Watch Lake Allen Henry. That water is behind a lot of the lakes, and there has already been a good bass caught. Lake Meredith, trout are good on minnows, power bait, worms, small spinners, and flies. And several reports of walleye have been caught on minnows and grubs at the end of the shallow docks. So fish must be moving in.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Brady. Bass are good shallow and protected pockets with deeper water nearby, casting chatterbait, spinnerbaits, cinkos. White bass and crappie are good on live minnows or jigs around the marina or the mouth of the creek. LBJ, catfish are good in 15 to 20 feet of open water with punch bait.
On the hunting scene, we've already told you that the South Zone spring turkey season has opened and will run through April 30th. Coming up there this weekend, in fact, the spring turkey season, youth-only season in the North Zone is happening today and tomorrow. Javelina season runs through August 31st, as does the other open squirrel season, and the North Zone season will open April 1st for Rio Grande turkey and run through May 14th. All right, what you been driving?
Okay, the big bad Toyota Sequoia four-wheel drive for 2023. It's got the iForce twin-turbo V6. But it also has a hybrid motor bill. Sorry about that. But anyway, 437 horsepower, 583 pound-feet of torque, 9,520 pounds of towing, power running boards. Boy, I like that. But anyway, this is a big full-size three-row SUV, so the hybrid part of it just gives it a little bit better mileage and a little bit bigger boost when you put your foot in it. Part-time four-wheel drive, electronically controlled transfer case, and auto-limited slip, all that good stuff. 22-inch dark chrome alloy wheel, just a good-looking car. Big, roomy interior, 14-inch multimedia Apple CarPlay screen, 14-speaker JBL system, 3-zone climate control, semi-aniline leather-trimmed power adjustable driver passenger front seats with power lumbar. Captain's chairs in the second row, which is great, which makes it easier to get into the third row. Power folding sliding third row with an adjustable cargo shelf. So you get a lot of room in there. Power lift gate, which helps out. This thing's a whopper. Good looking car, great running. And for the size, again, with a little help from the hybrid engine, 19 miles per gallon in the city, 22 on the highway. And you'll have fun with all those drive modes. It's a dandy vehicle. And it's Bob money, too. This one loaded to the gills is right at $80,000. But, hey, It's a Toyota. Oh, what you do for me. Check it out, the 2023 Sequoia four-wheel drive. This was the Capstone edition.
You need to arrange a guest for the show that is an electric guru to talk about the different variables.
And really explain it.
Yeah, and explain why there's such resistance.
Okay. Sure.
And also get into the details, because it is an outdoor show.
I want resistance. I just look at you. I mean...
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about...
Right.
Saw something recently on the Pecos River, and there's an association of landowners around there that are opposed to the wind turbines.
Ah.
Because they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want their views obstructed.
Right.
And yes, landowners can do what they want. So it's kind of like other rights.
Mm-hmm.
Your rights until they infringe on those of others, you know, where there's a problem.
Well, I mean, I know I can sympathize with that, because now for some time when I look out my bedroom window at night at El Rancho Gun, I'm seeing these giant
red flashing
floodlights at the sand plant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good distance away. I'm going like, why? You know, can't you point them down at least, you know? But, a big intrusion.
Yeah. And it also impacts avian wildlife.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
So see what you can come up with.
I'll research on that.
Yeah, obviously, because they're having some real problems in that industry, regardless of what manufacturers are saying.
True.
Okay.
True.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from wrestling with electric to calling turkeys here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's red blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right. Can't believe when I drive around how much I see
cottonseed, mm-hmm. you know, in the mesh or V-mesh, you know, cylinders. Many times they're right next to a protein feeder, and I'm wondering, are they still feeding protein?
Yeah.
Are they taking the advantage of limited intake with the cottonseed?
Well, you mentioned that mesh thing, though. It's a very easy setup.
It's extremely. Just a T-post and build you a cylinder out of the V-mesh and put a cap on it just to protect it a little bit from the elements. They're gonna feed, free choice. And as we heard from John Sewell, water is so paramount here in the Lone Star mm-hmm. State.
Right.
Don't just put one feed station, put several. That way the dominant buck can have kind of his station
right.
that he'll run everybody else away from.
Right.
And then the subordinate bucks can come in and also forage as well as the doe. That's something else that's coming up. Mama deer carrying those babies here in a few weeks, they're going to be putting them on the ground. They need to produce some milk to get those babies' legs under them so they can run away from predators. Just a lot going on, a lot of benefits. Go to fortifiedcottonseed.com and watch their video and understand that it's not just cottonseed, but it also has the vitamin pack,
right.
what Mother Nature is not naturally given. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Got a large order, they'll deliver it. Or you can go buy Tractor Supply and pick mm-hmm. up a few bags to satisfy your deer herd's needs. I tell you what, I love this time of year. Turkey season, where you can make calls to a 20-pound bird, uh-huh. have them respond,
yeah.
you know, not only vocally, but coming to you and get people stirred up. And the Carlton family has been stirring up hunters with great calls
decades.
For decades. Yeah. Absolutely. Our guest today, Mark Carlton. Mark, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it as usual.
Now, Harold was asking a question, and I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he said, they still make diaphragms, don't they? And I go, oh, yeah, and Mark's got a story to tell about a new line of diaphragms that's going to help those that have had difficulties using a diaphragm in the past, right?
Yep, for sure. No, I mean, diaphragms are, that's probably one of our mainstays. I think we sell a little bit of everything, but diaphragms, I think, carry the entire business for everybody in the game call market, for sure.
Yeah, Mark, I mean, you got something making it simpler, because every time I tried one of those, I tried to swallow it and choke on it.
Yeah, but we still can't fix everything for sure. But I don't. The diaphragms are definitely changing. It seems like, you know, every day it seems like we get another idea, try something different, new materials become available between tape and latexes. You know, it's just constantly evolving. It seems like.
I remember your dad telling a story at a fundraiser. He was a guest speaker about putting a string on his diaphragm so that he could pull it, you know, if he swallowed it early days.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, and I think everybody in the room could relate to that when they first started.
Well, is there a how-to on those things, though? Because that seems to me, at least, the most difficult of all the calls to get good at, though, right?
Oh, I think so. I can't think of anything more unnatural than putting a piece of duct tape in your mouth and latex and trying to figure out how to make a sound out of it.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, we've been doing it a long time. You know, it's funny, you know, I was reviewing some of this last night before coming on this morning, and I was thinking about some of Dad's early stories of, like, his first diaphragm elk call he ever saw being, which had to be, like, in the 1950s, being like a lead top to a toothpaste tube, a piece of duct tape, and a condom sandwiched in between it. You know, that was his first visual of the first known turkey call that he can remember. You know, so it's always been some crazy stuff like that. But it always speaks to the fanatical nature of hunters of trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, it's a thing now. Then you the usual, what, go to YouTube to get some how to's.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on YouTube, and most of it is guys just have to get one in their mouth and just start playing with it and getting used to it. I think we're getting better about teaching people how to do it as far as placement and going through it. But, you know, I think we've evolved some, too. I think size of frames now is starting to become a thing. You see a lot more manufacturers. It used to be there's one particular frame size in the industry now for turkeys. You know, we got 6 million turkey hunters, but I bet we've got one size that pretty much dominates the market. So we're starting to dive into trying to build some different sizes and find some different solutions and find some success there in making it easier for guys. You know, it used to be we just had one size, but and this has kind of been crossed over from the elk market in the last probably 10, 15 years, is size makes a difference in performance too for guys and usability.
You're talking about size, and not everybody's palate is mm-hmm. the same.
Yeah.
Are there different size frames that are now available?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually quite a few in the marketplace. Nobody's really dove into it real hard. We've done it this year of just trying to find like a small, medium, and large style frame that's out there. Guys have played off and on over the years, but we've kind of got it dialed in at this point to where, you know, we've got that standard size we've been used to, but we're also finding a lot of success building some smaller things.
Gotcha. All right, we're up against the mid-show break, but we're going to be talking about moving from where calls were
mm-hmm.
to the quality high-end calls being made by Native by Carlton with our guest Mark Carlton right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with Mark Carlton from Native by Carlton. Website, NativeByCarlton.com. On the website and in your promotions, reading about you all taking it from a line of production, which y'all never were. I mean, you were a family-operated company from the get-go, still are, but you go through and you look at what is produced, and then the best of the best-sounding calls are put in a different category as your premium lineup. What are those called, Mark?
We kind of run what we call a select series.
Okay.
So what we have found, especially like on the box calls and slates, is there's always a certain percentage that just sounds, for whatever reason, we can't really pin it down, but there's always a higher percentage that sounds and runs just a little bit cleaner and better than some of the other stuff. Now, that being said, there's also a 10% that goes in the trash can. But we've always tried to maintain quality above everything else. One thing I kind of learned, you know, after being in the business since Dad started in 83 was you can almost get to a point where you build too much stuff. And we've tried to keep things small and simple here because to try to keep quality control at the best, you almost have to be smaller.
Well, as Harold mentioned, the box call are one of the easiest to run, but the material that is used has a lot to do with the tone and pitch, right?
Yeah.
Different woods?
See so many variations out there. From cedar to poplar to, you know, we've got stuff around the office that's heart pine. We're constantly playing with stuff all the time. Purple Wind, also known as Purple Heart's a real popular one. Ebony Blackwood is another one that's imported. But there are so many things out there now that, man, it's fun to play with. There's just a bunch of different options anymore.
Have you tried carbon fiber yet?
Carbon fiber is getting to be popular.
Oh, is it? I thought I was making a joke.
Yeah, no, I know. I got you on that.
Well, this day and age, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so carbon fiber is definitely coming into play in different places. I mean, it's just constantly changing of soundboards on slates to what we run on top of it, different qualities of glass is just constantly evolving right now.
Is the box call, do you find easier for people to learn? And you don't really just pick it up and wail away on it, though. You do need to have a little technique, don't you?
Yeah, you still got to sit down and practice and play with it and, you know, get some dexterity to it. But I think out of all of them, you know, that's got to be one of the easier ones to pick up. And I think, like, on the pot calls versus, like, aluminum and glass, I think just the old-school slate seems to be the most user-friendly for guys.
You know, talking about words of wisdom from your dad, I remember when we were on a trip down around Goliad hunting, and like many using a box call, I had the paddle pointing toward my body.
Right.
And would work it, okay, and across the lip. And he said, let me make a suggestion to you. He said, he turned it around, and he said, point the paddle away from you, put the paddle between your index and middle finger, and keep it in touch with the lip.
Stroke it.
Just like shaking hands.
Yeah.
Just, right. And I went, wow. And Al Morris, who many people know as a world champion elk caller, that he won with y'all's calls as well as being on with the electronic callers, Fox Pro, saw a video of him, and I called him after. I said, you know, the way you use a box call, we know who taught you.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Moving on, you were talking about different materials, and I'm looking at your Super Tramp pot call, and that kind of comes, I mean, that reminds me of the old, copper pot? Wasn't that the glass call that from the old Carlton calls and hunting stuff?
Yeah, we used to run that copper pot. I still got the tooling for that. We've actually considered putting that back into play. But the Super Tramp was just a really basic pot call. One thing I liked about our newer pots that we've been playing with is trying to build them on a smaller radius, so it fits in your hand a little bit easier, stows a little bit easier, just a smaller detail of, you know, how can we improve things. So both the Super Tramp and the Tin Lizzie, the aluminum call, both of those are built on a little bit smaller diameter platform.
Yeah, Mark, aside from the look with different woods and things like this, what effect on the sound does the container that holds the slate, what effect does that have?
Quite a bit. You know, when we did the copper pot, that was one of the reasons we did it, was having a metal base to it just gave it a very different sound. And I don't get really caught up anymore on a single silver bullet being the answer. I think you need a lot of different calls in your pack that all have some different sounds. I think turkeys all have different voices, and I think we have to, as hunters, be really aware of that and have some things that have some very different sounds to them. So I think, you know, whether it's a walnut pot or you do something that's a denser polycarbonate high resin or a metal pot, I think all those things just give you different options out there.
How about
they all sound good.
Yeah, how about the striker and the wood of the striker? Does that make any difference? Because I know that you've got different woods.
It does. We try to keep stuff simple. As far as that, there's a ton of different options. Like, you see a lot of rosewood out there. You see some carbon tip. Strikers, you know, we try to use stuff that's still really user-friendly, which, you know, fortunately pretty simple. We can just lean towards, like, hickory and walnut and things like that. But, man, again, like, a guy can get lost in a world of strikers, too, and everything changes. Like, you can have one slate and three different strikers for it, and all of them will produce something different.
When it comes to locator calls and some of the barrels that you all are putting out now on not only these calls, but over in the elk lineup, just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the attention to detail you all have taken at not just a notch or two, but taken a quantum leap into production. This is some pretty classy stuff. Is there functionality that also goes with this?
There is, like building, like on our high end crow calls, and. We don't sell a bunch of them. I just like doing them because they're just cool. However, one thing we have found with the acrylic is we're able to build smaller barrels with them because of the strength factor. Like with wood, we have to really accommodate how much material we leave in there to put the thing together. But with acrylic, it's already so dense and strong, we can downsize everything. But that little acrylic crow call has got to be the loudest crow call I have ever run. So it does make a difference in that. I really don't like we carry so much stuff anyways, to be able to build anything in a smaller profile is always kind of in my head. But we have found that the materials make quite a bit of difference, too.
What's interesting to me today, though, is both of you have all these tools, but nobody's talked turkey yet. Nobody said, like, hello, honey, come over here, or any of that stuff. I mean,
well, there's a lot to cover, and what
your desk is covered with them.
Oh, yeah. No. You know, around the house, you know, being a single guy, able to be noisy. You
calling,
know,
always calling.
Ann used to say, really?
Yeah.
Speaking of other calls, because turkey is not the only talk that Native by Carlton does. I mean, predator grunt tubes for elk. Those of y'all will be heading the high country starting in August, September. Anything new there? I mean, I know you've got one that this custom ivory call. It's a reed. It's a mouth blown call, but it has an elk ivory inlaid, you know, into it. It's just beautiful
art.
Yeah, and we really wanted to do something. I wanted to do some really crazy different stuff. So we had came up with an idea of utilizing your elk ivories, and we set it in a custom made, local made here in Colorado, silver band, and then we basically attach it to whatever barrel configuration guys want. There's so many materials out there that's kind of endless, but we wanted to do something that a guy, you know, that was not just a usable piece but a shelf piece too.
Sure. You know, we're Native by Carlton. You can see this entire lineup: elk, turkey, predator, bugles, gear, base camp, and certainly order online. We got about a minute and a half before we run out of time, Mark. Anything on the drawing boards coming up for this fall that we may be looking at?
Yeah, and that's a longer conversation than just a minute for sure. But we've worked really hard this year in answering a lot of the problems on the elk call side as far as sizing, getting things that perform better, easier to use. So we've done we're calling our new V3 frame. That's in three different sizes, so it'll accommodate everybody. And we're really working on some new tube systems that are small, compact, easy to use, but still maximize performance out of the reeds. One of the other things I think is really becoming more aware for guys on the elk side is tubes matter, but they also matter about what kind of diaphragm you use and what kind of tube you need to pair it to. So there's a lot of information there in the future we need to talk about. But, yeah, quite a bit coming for this year.
Right quick, too. What is the website?
Website's just nativebycarlton.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and it is some great stuff. I mean, it truly is at the head of the class, and backed by, just like we've said, decades of research that is ongoing. Mark Carlton, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Bill, I appreciate it, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Mark. Friends, we're going to be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What do we got?
I'm a cameraman. Okay, April 1st, West Bay Blackjack Tournament fundraiser and crawfish boil. Benefiting research and cure of cerebral palsy. Go to fishwestend.com for info. Also, April 1, Top of Texas Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Amarillo. Info is at rmef.org. Again, April 1, Cross Timbers Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Texas Fundraiser and Banquet in Decatur. Go to nwtf.org. And again, April 1, the Dripping Springs 20th Annual Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Drip. Go to ducks.org and go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. Miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20 again. 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Mark Carlton. Native by Carlton website, very simply, nativebycarlton.com. Phenomenal, phenomenal products. You need to see the website, and that'll give you a better indication of the quality.
Yes.
And then once you get your calls, you know you got the best.
Which is also interesting from a family that can actually make the calls without using a call. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's miraculous.
Absolutely.
It must be genetic. Anyway, do remember, of course, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, we archive the shows up there. Just click on Listen to the Show. Of course, important to mention that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So, you know, get a call and get out there and get to calling. Oh, that sounds wonderful. All right. Remember, whether you're on the water or in the woods looking for those turkeys, be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.